United, the nation's second-largest airline, has a new CEO. Yesterday, the board of directors of United's parent company, UAL, accepted the resignation of James Goodwin and unanimously appointed board member John Creighton as his replacement. Creighton faces a number of challenges, including massive financial losses from before and after September 11th. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
John Creighton expects to be only temporarily at the helm of United Airlines. He won't predict how long it will take, but he is promising investors he'll lead the company to financial recovery.
There's nothing wrong with United Airlines that can't be turned around by what is right with United Airlines.
But right now, the list of what's wrong with the company looks quite a bit longer than what's right. Business was bad before September 11th, when hijackers rammed one United flight into the World Trade Center. Another hijacked United plane crashed in Pennsylvania. The company lost about $600 million in the first half of the year and is expected to announce this week similar losses for just the third quarter. Since September 11th, United's flight schedule has been slashed by more than 25%, and 20,000 jobs have been cut. And contract negotiations with unions representing mechanics, baggage handlers, and gate agents have been deadlocked for 2 years.
United and its labor are going to have to kiss and make up.
Daryl Jenkins heads the Aviation Institute at George Washington University. Union employees have owned a majority of United's stock and held two seats on the board since 1994, but Jenkins says that has done little to ease management-labor relations. He says the biggest challenge for United's new CEO, Creighton, is getting costs in line with massive revenue losses.
In the short run, none of us expect revenue to come back. And so the only way to stem this cash bleeding is to find some compromise with your biggest unions on cost. And that can be done either in terms of wages or work rules.
Creighton may have a better shot at striking a deal with union employees than did his predecessor, Jim Goodwin. Goodwin reached a contract with pilots only after they did a disruptive work slowdown during the summer of 2000. Last week, two labor groups had called for Goodwin's resignation after he said in a letter to staff that the company could go under early next year. New CEO Creighton has union backing now, although he says everything is on the table as the company looks to cut costs. In addition, Creighton is not ruling out seeking further government help. Congress already passed a $15 billion bailout package of cash and loans last month.
We appreciate the administration and Congress for their bipartisan approach and their speedy action to assisting airlines through the Stabilization Act. But I think that only together with significant government assistance will we decide whether the airlines coming out of the September 11th event are victims or victors.
Creighton said a company reorganization through bankruptcy proceedings is unlikely. He said he didn't take his new job to preside over that. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.